All right, this is post-game media for Boston University women's basketball, the win over American today. We've got Coach Graves, Alex Giannaros, and Annette Adler here. Coach, you want to start us off with an opening statement?
Obviously it's senior night, so this is a really special win for us. Alex had a packed house today with her family and friends. Obviously Natalie had people present. We're celebrating Vanessa, our manager, too. So obviously to get this type of win on our home court on senior night is just really special, and really looking forward to celebrating our seniors right following this.
Questions, guys?
Coach, obviously it's been a tough year, but how nice is it, just a boost to be out of senior day, have a big win like this, and two in a row as well?
Yeah, we kind of refocus on these last five and what we feel like we can do in the last five. Now we've won two out of five so far, and we want to keep this momentum, and we really want to have some confidence going into playoffs. So our hope is to kind of keep this rolling and keep competing. I had mentioned in even the games prior, I really felt like we had individuals trending upward, and now we have games where we're all playing together in an upward trend. So really, really excited about those pieces all just kind of coming together, obviously at the right time where we really wanted to. And now we want to try to stay consistent through these last three and then into playoffs.
Jose.
Alex, can you talk about the past 4 years and how roller coaster you've been since a freshman and now here as a senior, and you've seen other seniors graduate, and now it's your turn?
Yeah, I mean, these last 4 years, they flew by a lot faster than you kind of think that they're gonna. And you take that for granted kind of until you're here in this position and you're like, wow, I got 7, 8, whatever, however many games we have left. So it's taught me to be very grateful, to be honest. And I think just focusing, like Coach has been saying, the next five games, but game by game, not taking it for granted and really focusing in, taking everything in. Like Coach said, a ton of my family's here, and that's what means most to me, like having them be able to support me. And that's kind of been the thing for the last 4 years, is having them here, having them at every game, whether it's home or away, whether they got to fly, whether they got to drive. So I'm definitely very grateful to have had this experience, to be here, to be with the staff, with these teams the last 4 years. So it's been great.
Sam?
Yeah, Coach, when you get, Anessa, Alex, and Ava all playing like that at the same time, just like how good can your offense be when those two are, kind of going off together, I guess?
It could be 80-plus points. Like I said, I have felt like individuals have been trending upward. And even individuals, you don't see like stuff sheet, but you see like CC's 7 assists to 1 turnover. Like people are still contributing in big ways, even though not stuffing a stat sheet. This team is very unselfish, and it shows. Like we gave it to the hot hand today with Alex. We fed the ball inside to Annetta. People are willing to make those sacrifices to get it to those people. But, again, we want to keep the consistency here with us trending up. We've been practicing better. We've been competing. That's been our theme this week, is just to compete. And I think when we play hard and we play together and we're locked in, I think we could put up a tough competition, yeah.
Annetta, you and Gormley combined going 11 for 14 from the field in the first half. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's great to play with a guard like that. Like, once I score, then the next time I'm doubled, I can pass out to her, and it's so easy to build up a game like that.
I think on Wednesday you had 14 shots, is the most shots taken this year, and then you have 24 today. Like, do you feel like the team is looking to you more down the stretch here? And I guess just how does that make you feel, and like, what confidence are you playing with right now?
I'm still like looking my confidence. On Wednesday I didn't hit all of them, and I was kind of getting frustrated, but it's just a journey, and I'm getting better game by game. So yeah, I'm grateful for the teammates to trust me and still pass the ball inside, so yeah, I can get my confidence more and more.
Coach, what were some things that you liked in the first half of the game, and what certain improvement the girls did for the second half?
I thought, especially in that first half, in that first quarter specifically, I really loved the defensive effort. I know we were scoring, and we knew there were ways that we can score as we prepped, but our focus, we wanted to be on the defensive side, where I thought last game at their place we didn't defend as well. you know, I don't know that we made those adjustments at halftime, but if you're speaking specifically of the first half, I was really happy with especially that first quarter defensively. We were getting stops, we were rebounding, we were able to push the other way and turn that into offense, which was kind of what our MO was coming into the game. So I think I was most happy with that in the first half, yeah.
Alex, I wanted to ask you about Ava, like when she's kind of pushing the pace like that and transition things like that, and obviously to get three assists, it kind of gets the defense kind of contract towards her and it's open. Like, just what does that open up your offense when Ava's playing like the way she is right now?
It opens everything up. Like Anete said, you never know who's going to get the shots, and that's kind of what we want. Like, we don't want to be predictable. We want to be able to have multiple people getting the ball. The way that she pushes pace to get downhill, get her layups, even to find out, she's very aware of everything. I love playing with a point guard like her because you never know if she's going to take it, if she's going to pass to Anete, if she's finding out. Like, she's very good at reading the defense. Yeah, I love playing with her. The energy that she brings continues to carry us throughout this season. Even when we had that little lull at the beginning of Patriot League, she was always the same, always had that competitive energy, and it's something that we appreciate because it boosts us all up as well. So,
anyone can answer this question. To begin the second half, you girls began slow, but how you girls were able to pick it up and finish the third period strong?
So I think we've been trying to talk a lot about like other teams going on runs and stopping that early. So that's been a big focus for us, of not letting things snowball. So I feel like in these last few games, it's definitely been a focus and definitely been something that we've been able to kind of stop runs. So it's definitely something that we're mindful of, especially in those third quarters, because we do sometimes tend to come out slow out of the half. So just focusing on that, taking it possession by possession and not letting things pile up and get worse over time. So.
Anything else, guys?
I was just like, last year for Coach, like obviously in 38 against Loyola Maryland, you held them to, in this game, you have 82 today. Like, I guess, how do you kind of get it to happen at the same time where like your defense and offense is both playing at that level in the same game?
Yeah, you just kind of keep prepping and practicing. You know, through the season, we've obviously had a lot of highs, a lot of lows, and we were talking about how can we get a full four quarters and not three quarters and just put a full 40 together. You know, at the end of the day, you find a way to get it done, and that's what we did tonight. And then you got to hope, you know, against Lehigh, we're going to have to defend if we want to win that game because they could put up a lot of points. So you just watch the film, you adjust, and you try to come back better on the defensive side next game. But I was really, really happy with the offensive side and all the contribution we had.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.